Hey y'all, I'm Ayana and you're listening to the Literally Her podcast, where we focus on not only becoming her, but literally being her. On this show, we will be discussing womanhood, relationships, friendships, and spirituality, and down-to-earth conversations dedicated to helping you feel your best and creating the her that you desire to be. We put out 15-minute episodes once a week to help you fully integrate today's topic and awareness into your current lifestyle. You can tune into this podcast on any of your favorite podcast apps, boo. And without further ado, let's remodel into a new you. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Literally Her podcast. I am your host, Ayana Mariah, as you know. And if you don't know, baby, now you know. But we are back with I can't even say we're back, babe, because we're not even, you know, I'm not even about to even play with y'all like that. I know that I've been gone for a minute, but I'm not gonna lie. Life has been cutesy. It's been very, I would say, demure, but your girl has learned some life lessons. I done did a lot. Met a lot. A lot has happened. A lot has changed. And I definitely can say that I should have closed out season one correctly. I don't even know why I played with y'all like that. So around that time, it was so much going on. It was August and I put out my last video, and then I was supposed to put out my last episode for that season. Never posted it, girl. I went on a trip, mind my business, lived my life. I came back and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little cleanup video just to let y'all know that it's over. That is over. We're not breaking up. But that I just was like, you know, it was season two. Season one is coming to an end. And what two you guys can be expecting in season two and when season two is coming. But I didn't have no answer on none of that, honestly. I don't know. I have been taking my time with building up season two from, the ground up, like I did season one. Because I built season one up in a matter of, months. Because, I said, y'all, I didn't even know I wanted a podcast until I knew I wanted a podcast. And when I knew I wanted a podcast, I just kind of made it happen overnight. So, I can say my whole plan was to really take my time with season two, and I expected to be done with it by September. Never expected for it to be November 19th right now, going on to, you know, almost Thanksgiving, and season two is not out for y'all. So I do want to apologize on my behalf, because I should not have did my girls like that, or at least let y'all know something. I played. I know. I'm sorry. Mommy loves y'all though. But I can say, you know, I do believe that season two is going to come out so beautifully. I have been taking my time, and preparation is key. So I have been doing my big one for that. But anyways, this is going to be real raw, uncut. So we're just going to talk. We're going to spill the tea. If you're here, you're here. And if you don't, y'all just gonna have to catch me on season two. But if you see this, you're a real one. Okay. But that's what I was saying. I'm gonna give y'all a little update on what I've been doing and just answer some questions that I think y'all probably would be asking me. But y'all didn't ask these questions. I'm asking these questions. I did see someone leave a comment that said, you know, y'all are I've been looking for an episode or something like that. And it was so cute. I was showing my grandma, and I'm like, grandma, look at my podcast. Because I spent a lot of time with family. I did a lot. I'm getting into that though. And I was talking to my grandma. I was like, grandma, look at my podcast. And because she didn't even know I had one, y'all. My cousin was like, Yana, you ain't tell grandma you had a podcast and you didn't have this since when? I was like, July. And she was like, yeah, I was like, I don't even know. It's not a secret. Y'all aren't in secret, but it's this is my safe space, and I like being I haven't even got to the nitty gritty and tell y'all what I wanted to tell y'all yet. I feel we really just be talking about subliminals, and I be wanting to tell y'all the tea, but I be really nervous. Cause I don't know if this is a safe space, but I be having to remember this is my safe space. This is me. Y'all can't really make it nothing that y'all, you know, want it to be, because this is my, I run this shit, okay, but I'm gonna tell y'all a little bit what I've been doing, and give y'all, you know, ask y'all some questions that I think y'all will be asking me. And okay, so my first one is, have I forgotten about y'all? I have not forgotten about y'all. Y'all, the podcast, y'all, we, us, the girls, we are on my mind 24/7. Like, this is all I think about: podcast, 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 getting stuff right for my podcast. I hold off on everything because of my podcast. I'm holding off on relationships because of my podcast. Like, y'all, trust and believe. If I'm not doing this now, this I'm doing this for the future. So it's always gonna come back bigger and better. So I have never forgotten about y'all. My next question that I thought y'all would be asking me is, what is the reason for you coming back now? If you may ask. And if you do ask that, as you may, as you know, if y'all are asking, because why am I coming back now? Because I had plans of just coming back in season two. You know, I was just gonna reopen this up all in season two. I don't even know if I'm gonna post this, but I had plans on reopening this all up in season two, and I didn't, like, because I just felt like, damn, like, I'm not even a podcaster no more. And I just was in the shower and I'm like, I don't feel like I'm ever gonna come back, like, because I haven't made an episode in so long. Like, I don't feel like anything has changed. But I was like, you know what, Yana, like, you can still, like, do whatever you want. Like, you are the host of all this. So I'm gonna come back and let y'all know a little bit about what I've been doing. That's why I decided to come back now. And like I said, yeah, I think I said why I didn't close out season two. I didn't close out, but if I didn't, I didn't close out season two because I had a lot going on. I don't know, like, I told y'all I just came back from out of town, and then after that, I don't know if I felt like I was too good for y'all, but I was just enjoying my life, chilling a little bit. September was so packed. My mama's birthday, everybody's birthday is in September. Everything was going on in September. October was crazy. I don't know if y'all, October was just like, I'm not gonna say trash, but it was just chaotic. I can definitely say that. I feel like October was something else. I don't even remember what happened in October, but I do remember, like, my face is frowning thinking about it. But anyways, oh, okay, yeah, I got a new job. That's also what I want to put. I'm looking at my notes and telling y'all what I have been doing. Yeah. And what I have been doing in the midst of planning for season two is I left my old job and I got a new job, 'cause fuck my old job. They had me so messed up. And I'm gonna give y'all a quick debrief 'cause my close friends got the whole gist. So I'm gonna tell y'all a little bit of tea and I'm gonna talk really fast, so you better follow along, okay? Thanks. So I don't really know if they really want, like, functioning workers, not to clock their tea or anything, but I just could not just I just could I just didn't like the job. Let's just start there. Like, it just wasn't for me. I didn't want to work there. People was cool. I met some nice people, but it also turned out to that these people were, like, really shitty people. And after that, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna. This is just, I'm just so much better than this, you know. Like, I'm gonna find me a new job. I was so not happy at that job. Like, I didn't never want to come into work. I was just doing whatever the fuck I wanted, and I dreaded coming to work. I worked from 7 to 11, and I literally wanted to kill myself because that was my whole day. And I was like, I can't be a podcast host doing this. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't live off a schedule like that. So I was like, I don't even want to work, let alone do this. Everybody in that field was like, Ayana, like, you know, you're 19, like, just, you know, you could work this job. Mind you, they've been working there for years. No shade, no shade. But like, I just was like, you know, I couldn't do this. I This is not something that I want to do forever. I was like, y'all doing all this, and y'all like, Yana, you can sit at this job and, like, you know, work your way up, be here for a couple of years, be making $20 an hour, and, you know, live your life. And I'm like, baby, like, this is not what I want forever. I need something with a little bit more flexibility so I can live my life. So I got me a new job. Yeah, your girl did her big one. I was at my other job for about 6 months, and then I left 6 7 months, and then I left. I think I left that job, like, around, I want to say, no, September, October maybe, in October. Yeah, I started that job. I think I want to say I started my new job, like, the end of October, maybe, like, November. I don't really remember. What's today? Yeah, the end of October. So I haven't been there that long, but I've been doing really good. I like my job. You know, I begin, I work, I be, I'm a medical sales advisor. So, yeah, I'm gonna tell you the tea on that one day. But like, you know, I gotta save some stuff for season two. So just hold on. But yeah, I got me a new job. I left my old man and a new man because no, I mean. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I left my old man, and now I have no man. Like I said, I also gave up my, gave up. I feel like I'm giving up my relationship for the podcast. I just don't want. I'm not gonna say I gave up my relationship for the podcast, but I just don't want any relationships. I don't want nothing to do with a man. I just want everything to do with a motherfucking plan. So that's what I have been focusing on. That's what the grind has been on. But yeah, I made peace with my friends, and I feel like, you know, that was a blessing. I'm a godmom now. She ended up having a baby. She had a baby. And yeah, and I'm a godmom, so, you know, I take care of my child once in a while too. And I gotta, you know, y'all have to meet my baby, Amaris. And love her down. She's like the flyest little girl ever, so I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, everybody got a baby as well. So like, shout out to the mothers. Shout out to all my people pregnant, expecting. You know, I'm trying to keep the legs closed. And, you know, just mind my business, just try to live my life. But yeah, shout out to them. And what else have I been doing? Like I said, I spent a lot of time with family during this time. And I've been planning a lot of stuff for the podcast as far as like my photo shoot for y'all. 'Cause, you know, we gotta come back 10 times harder. Like, please don't ever think that that's why I was saying, like, please don't ever think that I forgot about y'all. Because this is exactly where my mind has been at. Like, what you guys can expect for season two. And that's my next question. Because, you know, I know that's what you guys are expecting. That's when you put your on your that's on your fucking mind, you know? I'm already reading it. You know I'm psychic. I didn't tell y'all? Okay. So in season two, you guys can be expecting, I think y'all can be expecting a lot of me. Y'all get to see me face to face. Face to face. Bad bitch to bad bitch, honestly. And I'm a little nervous about that as well, and I think that that's been on the back of my mind. So, like, you know, and I don't know if y'all know what I mean by that, but like, I'm putting it on YouTube, and I kind of like my little, you know, everyone's like, you need to put it on YouTube, you need to put it on YouTube, you need to put it on Reels, you need to do something, and I just felt like, y'all, like, I genuinely like my little, I like, you know, if you come here, you give a fuck about me enough to come up here and listen to me, like, do your big one. If you don't, like, okay, cool, you're just not meant to be here. But also understand that, like, I want y'all to see me face to face. I want to talk with y'all. I want it to be a whole studio. And that's what I'm doing. That's what's in the plans. Like, I'm planning this shit the fuck out for y'all. Like, y'all know it's y'all is either gonna go big or go home. They don't call me Big Yawn for nothing. So that's what I'm doing right now for y'all, or for us, you know, we getting it together. Yeah, so I'm really excited. I'm really nervous, so definitely bear with me. You know, give me some grace. Give me some grace. Like y'all did the first time. But I do think that like we're gonna be a lot more chatty Cathy. I wanna be able to be, you know, very vibey with y'all. Like just be myself. I feel like season one, I'm not gonna say I wasn't being myself, but I do think I was very tense. I felt like, you know, I want everything to be perfect. And not only did I want to be perfect, I feel like all eyes was on me, and whatever I said, y'all was gonna hear it, and so be. And also be having to understand, like, I'm my own person. I'm growing with y'all. Like, this is not gonna be the end all be all, and this is only the beginning. Like, if y'all stick it out with me, like, y'all are gonna see where it's going. If you don't, you don't. Like, baby, if you're a vibe, you're a vibe, and if you're not, you're not. And if you can't sit here if you're gonna be acting like that. We're all nice, we're very inclusive, and we're gonna get it all together. So that's what the plan is. That's what I've been trying to do. Do y'all even know what I mean? Like, what I just said? Anyways, I know I just be chatting, but yeah. So I do think I was very nervous. I am still very nervous, but it makes me feel good to know that I'm coming back up here talking to y'all. And we chatting. Y'all are getting to know what I've been doing. And I know that like after I post this, like I have to come back. I'm gonna come back. And I keep saying like I'm not gonna say I'm not coming back because y'all, I'm buying hella shit. Like I'm planning a whole room and I just be feeling like I'm never gonna get back on the podcast no more. But it's like, girl, like you're literally like planning this out step by step. But I also feel like I'd be missing y'all. And I'd be having to remember like this is my podcast, like I'm the boss. I can pull this mic out anytime I want. So I just keep trying to remember that. And yeah, so I just don't want y'all thinking I'm going nowhere. I have very big things in store for season two. And I just hope you guys enjoy it. And I hope you guys have been good keeping yourself up as well. I've been feeling like I've been falling off my grind and falling off what I've been doing. But I also know that this is all a healing journey. And I have been through a lot these last couple months as well, so let's all give ourselves some grace. These are the hardest months, and I wanted to make sure that this episode was given to y'all during these months, so it could be so like a healing thing, but not a healing thing, but just something to take y'all minds off of what be going on during this time, and to like keep your mind focused. But I'm a girl too, and I'm still trying to get my life together, so I'm not saying that in that aspect it was hard for me. But I do think that my focus has just been in other places and not where it was has to be. And I'm just gonna put myself out there for that, and I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there now so I can move forward and do better tomorrow. Yeah, so I just hope that you guys are always being you guys' best self and just continuing to be the baddest bitches that I know you guys are. I know you guys can be, always will be, always should be, because I've never played with y'all, so don't play with me. But yeah, and I'm very excited for season two and what season two has to offer. And I hope you guys are excited as well. And that is all I have for you guys today. And thank you for listening to my little rant chat, because like y'all are real one if you listen to this all the way through. Thank you. And that is all I have for you today, boo. If you did enjoy this podcast episode, share it with your homegirl or share it with your family. If you haven't already subscribed to the Lily Her podcast, go ahead and do so, boo, so that you're hip on every episode that drops. Connect with us on Instagram at the Lily Her podcast. And thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time, continue being the baddest bitches that I know you guys are and that I know you guys can be. Thank you.